perfect, nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream, rise and fall on the wings of my dream. The rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. Nothing's gonna stop me now.
Listen, I'm so excited and I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control.
And I think I like it.
I can't believe I'm finally going to fly on an aeroplane and spend a whole week in the Great Pumpkin.
No, Balky, not the Great Pumpkin. New York City is the Big Apple. Is that all you're taking?
Well, of course not. Don't be ridiculous. I'm wearing an extra set of jockey shorts.
Are you two ready for New York City?
Larry, about that, I'm afraid we have some bad news.
We've finally been assigned to work the Hawaii flight, the one we've been bidding on for so long. It's the best route on the schedule, more money, and something most flight attendants only dream about.
Well, that doesn't sound like bad news to me.
It doesn't, does it? What was the bad news, Jennifer?
The bad news is that we have to start our new flight tomorrow, so we can't go to New York with you guys. I'm really sorry, Larry.
Oh. Oh. Well, well, that's all right. I understand about careers.
Well, without you, the Big Apple would be rotten to the core.
Gee, too bad you guys are so set on New York. If you weren't, you could go to Hawaii with us.
Hawaii? Well, that sounds great. But I don't know if we can afford it.
No, sure you can. If you fly standby, it'll be just a little bit more than you'd spend on your trip to New York.
Cousin, Hawaii. It will be fun and educational. Isn't that where the Japanese bombed Pearl Bailey?
Yes, it is. Well, let's go to Hawaii.
Oh! This is great. Well, we better go get packed. We'll see you in the morning.
We'll be ready. We'll never be ready. It took me 6 weeks to pack for New York City. Now I've got 12 hours to pack for Hawaii. I need sunscreen, sunglasses, casual wear, something formal yet not fussy in case we go out to dinner.
Cousin, all you need for Hawaii is a swimsuit, a towel, and a pair of those sandals with that thing that goes in between your toes.
Thongs.
You're welcome. See you in the morning. Hello? Hello? Hi. Hello. Hello. I'm Balky Bartokhumus. Balky Bartokhumus. I'm in 22D. Feel free to drop by anytime. Hello, hello, hello. How are you? Balky Bartokhumus. Sheep herder. Cousin, cousin, 22 D and E. Come on, down.
Sorry. Excuse me.
Oh,
oh, I am terribly sorry.
Oh, oh, sorry.
I'll be by in a second. I'm sorry. Oh, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Let me just get by, and I'll be fine. I'm sorry. Very sorry.
Thank you.
You know, if you check these bags, then they'll put them in the stomach of the plane for you.
Balky, Balky, Balky. I make it a point to carry on all my luggage and put it in the overhead compartment.
Well, just let me... I was just going to say that this particular compartment was full.
So it was.
Listen, let me take care of that. You do your bags.
All right.
Thank you so much.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay.
It's okay.
Thank you.
Sure.
Very sure.
You know, I love the way you demanded the no-smoking section at the ticket counter.
Oh.
I never knew you could be so forceful.
Well, there's a lot about me you don't know, honey. But you'll have the rest of our lives to find out.
Ooh. Let me guess. Honeymooners?
Yes, we are.
So tell me, was it a prearranged marriage? Or did you have to pay for her with livestock?
Gee.
She looks like she could command at least 2 sheep and a goat. You know, my Aunt Uviola used to say, just give me an ox. I don't care about the dowry. I don't care about those little towels that you get.
Excuse me. He's on anti-nausea medication. These people don't want to be disturbed. Now, buckle up.
But, Corson, as you know, I prefer suspenders to a belt buckle anytime, both for aesthetic and practical considerations.
No,
as I once.
Here.
Oh.
There we go. Comfy?
Yeah.
Tight enough?
Oh, yes!
Put the tray table.
Well, I was...
Put the tray table up now. Do that again. Are you?
Cousin, I have to just say here, he has a point. It is... It's very disruptive to the travel experience.
Come here.
Oh, Cousin, no! I promise I'll never touch it
come
again!
Come here!
Trailers for sale. A little bit of sand.
Balky.
No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. About 2 hours of pushing.
Balky!
Ah! Where you did that for?
I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you, this is a no singing section.
Hi, guys.
Oh, hi.
Jennifer, Marianne.
Oh. We just wanted to say hello because we won't have a chance to talk during the flight.
Well, then, I'll have to give you these now. I baked us a little treat for our trip.
Those look good.
What are they?
These are honey-roasted halkidikis.
What?
honey roasted halkidikis, the traditional travel food of Meepo's cousin.
Yeah, no, I'll wait for the honey roasted peanuts, the traditional travel food of America.
Donkey, these are delicious.
Oh, thank you very much. They're not only tasty and nutritious, but they have a shelf life of over 120 years.
Captain Hogan, will the flight attendants please prepare for departure?
Put your seatbelts on.
Larry, I feel terrible, and so does Marianne.
Well, maybe it's something you ate. What'd you have for breakfast this morning?
Well, just a little coffee, dry toast, and that Palky Deaky Balky gave us.
Jennifer, think very carefully. What kind of toast was it?
Balky, it wasn't the toast. What's in those Palky Deakies?
Of course, nothing special, just you know, flour, eggs, honey, yeast, goat spleen. Age that room temperature until it has that little green fur on it. Salt and pepper to taste.
Excuse me.
Little green fur?
Coulson, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking I should have waited until the goat spleen fur turned blue. But that's only what they do on the south side of Meepo's. It's a regional thing.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. Those Palky Deakies made her sick.
I find that hard to believe. I've been eating them since I was 5 years old, and they never make me sick unless I have them with milk. But you don't combine spleen with dairy products. It's common knowledge.
What happens if you do?
You wish you were dead.
Marianne?
Huh?
How do you feel?
I wish I were dead.
Not a good sign, Coulson.
Did you have any dairy products this morning?
Just the cream in my coffee.
That would do it.
Jennifer, maybe you should get some help from the flight attendants in first class.
No, Larry, they'll think we can't handle the job and we'll lose the route. Now, don't worry. I had a glass of milk, and I think that'll make me feel better.
Think again. Coulson, remind me to put a warning label on any future Halkidikis.
Balky, are they going to be all right?
Yeah, Coulson, they're going to be fine in just a few hours, but until then, it won't be pretty.
Hey, what do you have to do to get a drink on this flight?
Oh, I guess I better explain to the other passengers. I'm sure they'll understand.
No. You can't do that. Those people don't want to understand. All they want is service.
Well, Coulson, how are they going to get service with Jennifer and Marianne so sick?
We'll do it ourselves.
What?
Come on. All we have to do is pass out a few magazines, pour some coffee, heat up a few TV dinners. Let's go.
Coulson, I want the blue one.
No, it doesn't make any
difference. No, I really want the blue one. I need the blue one.
All right, all right, all right. Okay. Set them up. Move them out.
Maybe this little thing down here is the brake. Yep. That was it. May I interest you in a refreshing beverage?
White Russian.
Oh, my goodness. No. Many people make that mistake. I'm actually an olive-skinned Meeposian.
Perhaps. It's a drink.
Oh, that's my thrashing. Coming up.
Up. Oh, ice.
Nice.
Ice.
Nice twice.
Vodka.
A vodka.
Oh, hup. Kahlua.
For you.
Cream.
A dream.
Swizzle.
A bizzle.
I thought you guys were just passengers.
Oh, no, no, no. We work for the airline. We're quality control experts.
Yes, whenever we find quality, we try to control it.
Don't go away, anybody. You don't want to miss the dinner show.
Falcon, this is great. For the first time, I'm helping Jennifer out of a jam I didn't get her into. Come on, let's get the dinners ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Captain Hogan again. Please fasten your seatbelts. It appears we'll be experiencing a little turbulence.
What's it? What is turbulence?
Potatoes cold.
Here, let me heat that up for you. You get these dirty trays.
Dirty trays? We haven't even eaten yet.
Yeah, yeah. When are we gonna eat?
Well, I'll get your dinners out as fast as I can. Help me.
Falky. Rows 22 through 24 still need their dinners. And then we gotta pick up the trays from rows 19 through 21. 23A wants a club soda with a twist, and 86 to 7 and 7 on 26B.
10-4, cousin. Listen, who gets the veterinarian supper?
19C.
Okay.
Oh, potatoes ready. Ducky, you pick up the dirty trays. I'll fix the rest of the dinners.
Okay.
Hey, what's taking so long?
Where's my vegetarian meal?
Oh, sir, I know just where it is. It's in the Mr. Microphone oven. I'll go get it.
Hey, wait a minute now. They've already eaten. That should be our food.
Oh, it's mine now, buddy.
Here you go. Here you go, sir. One veterinarian supper.
Well, this is steak. I'm a vegetarian.
Well, I added that. Our veterans deserve the best.
Okay. There you go.
You promised to get me a brownie, dear.
Well, I think they're out of them, dear.
I want a brownie.
I think I can get you an extra brownie.
Thank you.
Why does the broad get an extra brownie?
Broad? Hey, you can't call my bride a broad, buddy.
Can I step outside?
Yeah, I'd like to.
Well, come on.
Wait a minute. Look, I know we're all a little irritable because we haven't eaten.
Yeah, and it's all your fault.
Yeah, when are we going to eat?
Let's take over the kitchen.
Yeah!
Need some help?
Hey, why are you on a coffee break when I'm starving?
Yeah, let's go get our own food.
All right, hold it right there. One more step and no moving.
Michael, I think he means it.
What is the movie anyway?
Oh, it's a good one. Ernest Goes to Camp.
Get him!
Wait a minute. Now just get back, monkey cats. Now, I may be mistaken, but I'm picking up some bad vibes from you people. You're supposed to be going off to have a nice vacation. Why aren't you happy and joyful? Why are you acting like a lunch mob?
Because you're the worst flight attendants we've ever seen.
Yeah.
Well, I got a hot flash for you. We're not flight attendants at all. Here are your flight attendants. And they happen to be two of the best in the business. Unfortunately, at the moment, they are two of the sickest in the business.
Yeah, well, cry me a river. I paid good money for good service, and I'm not getting it.
We understand that. The only reason we're doing this is to help these ladies out. I mean, if somebody complains, they could lose their jobs. Look, is it too much to ask that we all just help out a little? Just sit down and be patient, and we'll get to you. Now, think about it. You're fighting over airline food.
He's got a point. My brownie was awful.
I thought the jello was pretty good.
I'm still hungry.
You know what? I don't know how Jennifer and Marianne serve dinner at all with the plane bouncing around like this.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Captain Hogan again. I think the turbulence is finally behind us. Flight attendants may now begin serving dinner.
Glad you're feeling better.
You know, Jennifer, after trying to do your job, I have a whole new respect for you. Not that I didn't respect you before.
No, I understand.
Oh. Look, someone left their jacket.
Jennifer, although you feel fine now, I got to warn you that there is one nasty little side effect. For about a week, you're going to have a very bad reaction to plaid.
A bad reaction to plaid? Oh, Balky.
Well, I guess I'll just turn this into Lost and...